and welcome to the T3 podcast. Coming up on this week's show, it's the PSP2 versus the 3DS. Who will win? Only one way to find out. Play each one exhaustively, then debate the merits at length with other users before coming to a unified consensus carrying all the weight and clarity of a thoroughly researched study. A new 7-inch Dell Streak and a new Galaxy Tab are on the way. Android's big boss isn't happy with its app sales, but what's this? Why, PlayStation Suite Android games are on the way. And Mark Zuckerberg hacked. Oh, the irony. Joining me on this journey into sound, it's Adam, the boy bunker, and the toast of the tech town. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Also, well, because the other thing with Zuckerberg is he's got no friends, has he, apparently? That's also ironic in terms of his...
With all that money.
There you go.
According to that film, anyway, I don't know. I don't know the guy. Yeah.
He also gives a lot of his money away.
Yeah. He's kind of hot for a CEO as well. I like him.
I had prepared a mildly offensive introduction to the podcast.
What, more offensive than that one you just did? A joke that you've already done before. No, how can we decide which one's about? You've done that joke about four times
now. That's the second time, and it's just a different version.
Oh, yeah, on the script it says Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, I didn't even notice. That's an unfortunate Freudian slip. Unintended pun.
Oh, right. Because you know that word's quite rude, because Burke is actually rhyming slang from Berkshire Hunt.
Right.
So it's a lot ruder than people think it is.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, the reason I say I didn't use my mildly offensive introduction was I was on You and Yours today with Peter White, and he mentioned...
he said, don't swear, Dan.
He mentioned the podcast. Is that what he said? So I feel that, you know, maybe there'll be some You and Yours listeners listening, and, you know, I wouldn't want to offend them.
No, fair enough. If there are any You and Yours listeners listening, I don't know. Unlikely. if there are...
It doesn't cross-pollinate, does it? These two things.
Yeah. We're happy to see you. You and yours, listeners. Welcome.
The mask has slipped. Anyway, Duncan, 1 week since we last shared this studio. I imagine there's lots for you to talk about.
Yeah, two things. First, the kind of military dictatorship, or, well, one-party state in Egypt has turned off the internet, which is interesting because we've got an article in the next issue about what would happen if the internet were turned off. It basically concludes you can't turn off the internet.
Oh.
And then the Egyptians have proved us wrong. But I think I just want to warn them that they're making a serious mistake because they may think that by cutting off the internet, they're not allowing, you know, protesters to, you know, pull information and stuff. But I think more importantly, they've cut off the supply of Western porn to all the very kind of sexually repressed people of Egypt, men specifically.
Therefore creating a firestorm.
They've lit a fire under their own asses, let me tell you. So, President Mubarak, is it?
Yes.
In Egypt.
Well done.
Thank you.
I knew that.
Pay heed to my words, President Mubarak.
He's listening.
This cutting off of the porn.
Porn-related uprising.
We'll come back and bite you on the... but anyway, yeah, no, I got this brilliant news story.
I'll ask you and yours,
you
listener,
and yours
is just turned off.
I got this brilliant news story this week. Like, even worse than the thing in Egypt. There's in New York, which is kind of like a free society, there's a guy who's trying to make it illegal, a state senator from Brooklyn. I'm not really familiar with the way the legislature works in New York. But anyway, he's introduced this bill, which wants to ban anyone from using a phone, listening to an iPod, or and by using a phone, I mean even texting or tweeting whilst crossing the road, because it's deadly dangerous to listen to an MP3 player or to tweet or text whilst crossing a road.
They really love clamping down on pedestrians.
Yeah. But this is New York. Well, yeah. Actually, that's true, because the one thing, because I cross the road like a Londoner, which is to say I don't really look, and then I race in front, and I kind of assume
any point
they'll
in the road as well.
They'll apply the brake.
Well, that's because here we have this wonderful thing called the Highway Code, which means that pedestrians have right of ways. Always.
Well, yeah. I think I'm right in saying they do in America as well. But
no,
anyway,
you can't jaywalk in America.
Yeah, they're quite hot on their pedestrian crossing.
Well,
rules.
I get beeped at all the time. But anyway, but taking that into account, one would hope that law-abiding New Yorkers were only crossing the roads when the little man was green. Anyway. So what king difference does it make whether they're listening to an MP3 or tweeting or texting? Nothing about this bill makes any sense. And it's also, there's this weird sort of strand of Ludditism in American politics. Like, because there was a thing they used to reference on The Daily Show a lot about some guy who was trying to describe how the internet works. And he says, like a series of pipes that, and then the news comes through the pipes. And it's like, people get to be sort of in power in America without knowing anything about how information technology works. Although, having said that, I overhear it, Dan, as well, because...
yeah, I'm sure David Cameron and Miliband are really...
Well, all the MPs have been complaining about their phone voicemail being hacked.
You're saying the internet isn't...
Which, all they had to do, was change the PIN.
Change your goddamn PIN number. Everybody knows that. Like, Tessa Jack, I've reported it to the police. I believe somebody was trying to hack...
She said last week.
I know. As soon as you say hack, it makes it sound like there's been some sort of concerted Matrix style assault.
Let's change your bloody PIN, woman. Once for all. No one has hacked anything.
No, they've just like
phoned up your number,
Pressed
star, and typed in the generic PIN.
Yes.
This is not, you know, espionage.
Just change it from 1234. What is it normally? 0000?
It differs between networks, I think.
But you can work it out very easily.
Yeah.
Just do that. Change your PIN number. It's never going to bother you. Going to bother you.
Easy.
Yush. Schmeal, as they say in New York.
Oy vey.
The internet is made of pipes in Egypt, I'd just like to point out.
Well, the pipes have been thoroughly
plugged.
Quite
easy to block.
Well, I love the idea of turning off the internet as well. Like, there's a big Frankenstein switch on the wall.
Well,
I'm not even sure they've shut the whole thing up, because I was hearing traffic reports that it's 90% down. So you are right. They've not turned it completely off.
As we correctly pointed out in our article that we haven't run yet, which we are... going to have to rewrite slightly now, but you can't turn off the internet because traffic can be rerouted. You can use different DNS.
Or you sat phone
things,
or something like that.
DNS things, you know, Adam?
We know what that means.
We just don't
want to tell you.
Yeah, that's right.
So, so if you do want to, if you are trying to download porn in Egypt, then obviously a different DNS thing. Just Google it.
Change your DNA.
Just simply Google it and then use a different DNS server.
All right, on to our top story swiftly. And last week it was the Nintendo 3DS. This week it's the Sony PSP2 that's finally had the curtain pulled from its atop its svelte frame.
Very good.
Scene is set for a Royal Rumble of a thumb war, but who will win? Well, before we get on to which is best, we have covered 3DS before, so let's go through the details on the PSP2, or NGP, as Duncan states, Next Generation Portable.
I thought it was Next Generation PSP.
Possibly.
It's portable.
Sorry.
Fail. So, 5-inch 960 by 544. OLED touchscreen, touch-sensitive back, which we
everyone likes that.
We predicted.
Oh yeah, no, I invented that, didn't I? About 6 months ago,
something like that. So a very large screen, touch-sensitive.
Yeah,
back.
Well, it is.
Okay, dual analog stick, cameras front and back. Sony says the most advanced available chip, by which I mean the most advanced that you could stick in a.
What's that
going to
be?
ESP.
Nvidia Tegra.
Who knows?
Maybe
it's a quad core.
Is it a Stony Bridge?
Which is very much par for the course with Sony. Sony always like to stretch themselves with the hardware, don't they? And
don't we all, Dan?
Cram in whatever they can.
Don't we all,
Dan? Where
are
I going with it? it's got 3G, GPS, and Wi-Fi. And a replacement for UMD. So they've ditched the idea of just going with downloads.
More proprietary. Yeah.
What is that about?
It's a new type of memory card.
They learned their lesson about
it's what the world needs.
Well, Sony are good at that, but they in their cameras and things, you've started to be able to use, you know, like normal SD, XD type cards.
It's nice of them.
So it's a bit distressing to see them going back to their. Invented this new thing. It's called a micro memory stick 2+.
It's just basically an SD card in a different shape.
But it's better than UMD, isn't it?
Okay, so what do we think of the stats?
No, because UMD had moving parts.
I suppose.
It was an optical disc.
This new thing, I like it. The specs are all there, you know, in terms of it seems pretty powerful. They're saying it's like four times faster than the iPhone 4 and home console quality graphics and stuff, which is great. However, it's pretty big. You are stretching the kind of borders of what you can call something portable.
Yeah, we complain about the Dell Street being 5 inches, so... Well, PSP being
it's 5 inches plus
inches
the width of two thumbsticks.
Yeah, it's not small, is it?
However, I would say two thumbsticks is a big step forward, and I think a lot of people on the internet, in forums and stuff, are agreeing. Because it does mean you can put Well, the thing with 3D games is you need another analog stick to control the camera.
Yeah.
And that has let down a lot of 3D games and a lot of things. I think the PSP 2 looked great, but it's another one of those things that I probably would buy, but then use a couple of times and never use again. I don't know about a lot.
I can't imagine it being cheap either.
No.
I would imagine it's the kind of thing that I would be sent a free one of, and then I would use it about twice and then not.
Yeah. I mean, clearly.
Just like the last PSP.
Yeah, clearly for hardcore gamers, it's going to be no competition between the 3DS and the PSP 2.
No! Oh. How is that? No, I don't agree.
Really?
At all. No. Because, of course, I mean, I think that, aren't we? I think as journalists, we're legally obliged to say this at this point, which is that as good as the hardware looks for the PSP, obviously, what will make or break it?
It will be the games.
It's the quality of the games. Mm-hmm. And the launch lineup for 3DS, it's not, you know, it's not like super, super cut my hair, like weird kind of touch great, control Japanese type game. Yeah. It's like Metal Gear, well, not exactly launch, but early titles. Yeah. Metal Gear Solid, Street Fighter 4. Yeah. There are some Mario type titles, of course, but they're great as well. A Resident Evil title. What's the PSP 2 got? Nothing, because it doesn't actually exist yet. But will it be able to match that?
Well, that's one thing with the PSP 2. Not out till before Christmas.
Yeah. And then what is it going to have? You know, it'll have like a Little Big Planet game and a God of War game and a
I reckon the thing is that the PSP, the original one, at the time it was all right, but it was still kind of limited in the fact that when we were talking about earlier with like games like FIFA, it was still too slow. It wasn't like playing on a console. It wasn't comparable at all. And I think if they make the specs on the PSP 2 as good as they're kind of claiming it will be, it will be like having a little PS3 in your pocket, or not in your pocket, in your bag, but you know,
in your briefcase,
but, in your dedicated carrying device.
But here's the thing.
It'll be good. They can make some epic kind of games that you can play.
Yeah, okay. But here's the thing, and this also applies, actually, funnily enough, to the 3DS, although I was just praising its very good sort of high-end games lineup, is do people actually want that kind of experience from portable gaming? Do they want or need that? What's the biggest selling game in the universe of the last year? Angry Birds. What the hell's that, you know?
True.
What's the biggest selling portable game of all time? Tetris. You know, do people really require that level of sophistication in, you know, sort of brief commutes? Or for kids it's great, you know,
13 year old me says yes, but it's actually
it's a weird thing.
I don't think I'm that asked about
but
it.
We're in a bit of a London bubble, and I would say that when I obviously, you know, if I was to buy one,
you might be Adam with your city slicker ways but
what I'm saying is I have a good half an hour every day. I have a great half an hour. Both ways on the tube, sitting down, doing nothing. Whereas people outside of London don't have that experience quite as much. They, you know, there's a lot more driving.
Of course they do. They have to get on the back of their hay cart, which then takes them to the nearest town to buy pigs.
I've got half an hour of gaming time that you doesn't need to be Angry Birds. It can be something more in depth, is what I'm saying. Whereas there are people, you know, who drive to work who don't get public transport as much.
Yeah, gaming.
It's not the same kind of thing.
If you're driving to work, really, Angry Birds is better, you know.
For
some people, yes. But by and large,
What about the timing of this? I mean, because it's months till it's actually going to appear. Is this just to kind of, you know, try and scupper the 3DS a little?
Well, they're not doing a good job, are they?
8 months after it comes out. By retrospectively,
well, there's going to be some people who perhaps would have bought the 3DS but think, oh, actually, I'll hang on for the PSP 2.
Yeah, no, it's a long time to wait.
It is a long time.
Especially, I mean, the DS is massively popular, and I think...
Although Christmas is when most people will buy these things, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to die on its arse or anything, but no, I can't see any reason why anyone's going to wait 9 months to buy the PSP instead.
What I would say is that, bearing in mind these things generally are bigger than your pocket, you've got to put them in a bag. I had a DS, and the one thing I liked about it was that it could get like scratched up and all that kind of stuff, but the screen and all the stuff that you use is all fine because of the way it folds up. This thing's got a massive great big 5-inch like touch screen that is quite neutral to the whole thing. Joysticks for the first time that'll actually move, you know, proper moving
parts. You're gonna need a case on there, aren't you?
Like, you know, you want that to be protected, whereas the DS is smaller anyway, but it's kind of compact in it's when it folds up.
I think Nintendo have got it right from the off, really, in a way that the PSP maybe hasn't.
What about the PSP phone? What is Sony doing here? Because it's kind of, we've got now the so we've got the PSP 2 and a kind of PSP phone, which isn't a PSP phone, and then they're launching this Android suite, which is just basically going to be PlayStation 1 games that you can play on Android.
Seems funny to me. I think this PlayStation suite seems to be just combating the fact that you can already get a PlayStation 1 emulator.
I can already play NES games, SNES games, and PS1 games.
I guess Sony would like you to pay them some money.
Yeah, exactly.
To use their copyrighted material on your device.
But for those people with the copyrighted material, the people with the copyright material, if they get this phone, it's a bit of a godsend because it just gives you dedicated buttons for those games.
I just wonder if
it's,
it's slightly confusing having these sort of different concurrent PSP.
Well, Sony have always botched trying to, because the Ino, that was sort of, I don't know, it was never officially called it, but it was sort of trailed as being like a PSP phone. But it didn't. All that meant was you could log on to, you could use it as a PSP in as much as you could log on to your PS3's home network thing. Mm. Well, you know, big deal. And the new PSP phone, as far as I can tell, it won't play PSP. Well, it's not going to have a UMD slot for a start, is it? So it's just, by PSP phone, they mean phone you can play games.
And actually, all the games are PS1 games, really, aren't they? They're not even PSP.
And for anyone with any emulators on their Android, it's quite hard to use the on-screen buttons.
Yeah, you need to map the buttons.
They sit over the things, and you can't look at them and use them. Whereas this is just like, hey, we're bringing out a phone to let you do that, and you can assign the buttons to real buttons. Off you go, and it's surely opening the door for more emulation to come.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be great for playing. Like proper NES games, all the SNES games on there. If I get one of those Sony Ericssons, I won't be using it for purely PS1 games, that's for sure.
That's the thing.
I don't think I'll be paying for them necessarily. Anyway, there is plenty more to get through, so let me say, here is the news. Tablets, you can't stop them coming. Next up is a new tab with Samsung inviting journos to an Eve of Mobile World Congress event to see something big. Could it be a 10-inch Tab 2 toting honeycomb? Watch this space.
And also watch this space for some MacBook Pro updates. It's set for an imminent refresh, with stocks of the 15 and 17-inch models running low. Expect the latest Intel processors and probably a new slimmed-down frame that takes its cue from the new MacBook Air.
Sony has confirmed that it's working on a PlayStation Suite game store for Android, as we've been mentioning. The new Virtual Emporium is set to come loaded with stacks of killer classic PSP and PS1 games, which will be available across a slew of phones packing Google's mobile OS.
Which could be just the thing it needs, because Android chiefs have expressed their concern at the platform's lacklustre app sales, just days after Apple announced its 10 billionth app store download. Now Google's promising a more user-friendly marketplace and the introduction of in-app payments.
That'll sort it.
Yeah, encourage people.
Yeah. Reports are HTC set to unveil two Facebook-branded Android smartphones at the upcoming Mobile World Congress in Barcelona next month. There's a pun about being two-faced in there somewhere, I think.
Yeah, and speaking of Facebook, the creator of the Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, was red-faced this week when his own fan page was hacked. The unknown hacker took the opportunity to condemn the company's funding system, posting, "Instead of going to the banks, why doesn't Facebook let its users invest in Facebook in a social way?" That's exactly what we would have written if we'd hacked his page.
Word for word.
I've never heard of hacking into somebody's page in order to say, "Why don't you allow us to give you some money?"
Bizarre.
That's a very unusual... it's very... very generous.
Yeah. Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to at @T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Lots of complaints this week. Adam J. Part, or Adam Parton, tweets, "Hey guys, the podcast last week, the audio quality was shockingly poor. Had to crank my sound up to hear most of the time." While Glove Pup Paul asks, "Interference on your latest podcast?
Question mark."
Yeah, or particularly during the bit where we were talking about the podcast, the sound quality on the previous podcast being really poor, and how we wouldn't have that problem this week.
Well,
that was quite embarrassing. Really,
are we going to tempt fate by doing that again?
No,
this week
I've
you'll
I've,
be hearing no interference.
Basically, the our editing suite had a slew of new computers installed.
Stop saying slew.
Yeah.
Which had a lot of new computers
word of the day.
Installed. Which were meant to be far more powerful and better, and in fact just ruined everything.
At the expense of making a big noise.
Yes.
Go figure. Upgrade your equipment.
Liam, our producer, has given some explanation that involved the word cache and stuff.
Cache.
And slew.
And slew, definitely.
So the cache Loren.
So anyway, it's all sorted, apparently. So there we are.
Yeah, if you're listening to this through like a hail of feedback, sorry, but you shouldn't be. It should be fine. It's pristine.
Get better headphones.
Adam, what have you got?
Steve Spencer 35, otherwise known as Steven Spencer, said, regarding the PlayStation Suite Android game store, only good news, I think. Android is in need of more games.
Well, it is, actually. Mm. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, it's a very sound point. Thank you very much, Steve.
Tower Defense has been top of it for like 17 months.
Yeah, yeah. Bring us some more games. What else?
Several tweets on the white iPhone 4 finally emerging.
Yeah.
Mark Glanville, a.k.a. Mark Glanville, says, why Apple iPhone? Surely it's at the point now where nobody actually cares. And Bravar 74, also known as Steve Austin.
$6 million man.
Yeah.
Or some sort of wrestler. Isn't there a wrestler called Steve Austin?
Possibly.
Yeah. Are you either of those two, Bravar 74?
Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Let us know.
Otherwise known as Bravar 74. tweets, white iPhone 4 looks pretty ugly, if you ask me.
Not a lot of love there for the white iPhone 4, but it has been chronically delayed. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I think somebody else tweeted, perhaps even more perceptively than those two, have they deliberately delayed it to have a last little spurt of sales before the iPhone 5?
It wouldn't surprise
me. The big story was the camera thing, wasn't it? The initial explanation was having a flash on white thing just ruined the pictures.
Hmm. Funnily enough, it ruins the pictures if you use it on the normal iPhone. So yeah, I think that might be slightly bogus. But.
A couple of points as well from last week's pod. Super Lopu, Alexandre Lopukina. I think might be factually incorrect this. We Play did not come with the Wii in Japan. It's just if you subtract non-Japanese Wiis from the 74 lots of
billion sales, whatever it was,
you'll get the non-cheating number.
We Play didn't come with the Wii anywhere.
I think possibly means We Play didn't come with the controller.
Or perhaps it means Wii Sports didn't come with
Or maybe
Wii.
One of those.
But I think it did.
Yeah, so I think presumably means Wii Play in Japan didn't come with a controller, in which case some of the sales were perfectly valid. So
I just can't imagine anyone would buy that game unless it came free with something. So I think there's some confusion here.
Lopec, Andy Gibson, gives us an exhaustive list of Google stuff we missed. Maps, Picasa, Earth, Analytics, Shopping, Checkout, Docs, App, Talk, Gmail, Blogger, on and on and on, he says. We did mention some of those. I mean, some of that list, a big wow. You know, Earth, no one uses anymore.
Well, the funny thing is, I was a bit refreshed when I got that tweet on my tweet feed, whatever it's called, but on the Twitter thing. And I did actually have an exchange of tweets with Mr. Lopec. And my explanation was that as far as I was concerned, you may have been talking about something else, Dan, I don't know.
Possibly.
But as far as I was concerned, we were talking about sort of recent
what we were
Google
talking
things,
about was,
and also things that were kind of monetized that
We
Google
were talking
did.
About the things, the reason why Eric Schmidt was leaving
Then, but you see, the thing is that he then tweeted back saying, well, why were you talking about search then? That's not a recent thing.
Well, it's his core
and
business.
I said to him.
Oh, go on.
You know, you can't really talk about Google without mentioning search. And then he tweeted back again saying, well, so why did you just tell me that you're only talking about recent things? And so I said, thank you for your input.
True story.
Excellent. Good.
But if you'd like to continue the discussion, Andy, then
by all
give
means.
Us a shout.
Excellent. Anyway, what have we got for our gadget of the week?
Gadget. How can you ask that, Dan, gadgets. When we're sat here surrounded by four coffee machines? And
this fresh coffee is delicious. Mm.
Yeah, well, all right, technically they aren't all here. But yesterday, Hannah, our reviews editor, both online and in the magazine, Hannah Buckley,
If anyone requires a freelance reviewer, I just like to, you know, like yeah. kind of, yeah. you know,
Excellent.
Big up our staff. She got in a load of coffee machines.
Okay.
For an in-office testing. And they're all those tab ones, weren't they?
Yeah, the little capsule ones that produce a huge amount of waste if you're not eco-friendly.
I couldn't really understand. Like, they're between £100 and £400. And
they're for people who really don't like having any kind of granules on their work surfaces.
Yeah, what is the point? Because there's so many of them come out. People must be buying these things.
Yeah.
What's so difficult about, like, a standard coffee machine, like espresso-type machine, you put your coffee in a little spouty thing. I'm not trained as a barista, so you'll have to bear with me in terms of the terminology. And then the water comes through it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then you tap out the coffee into your bin, or perhaps onto your house plants, because it does make very good house fertility. Yeah, yeah, I swear by it. What's difficult about that, for Christ's sake?
No.
And yet,
no.
apparently, some people, they can't live with that, so they have to have it in a little tab, which is like... Almost like an office coffee machine that's dumped into
I'm all for the tabs because we've got the proper machine and you know it's a faff. Whereas you just pop one of those things in, bang, it cleans itself. It's fantastic.
Is it a faff though? Is it
I just think it's too much.
To
me, it's a faff. I can't be bothered to do this. I'll
exactly
say 5 seconds but or something.
That just seems so English because the whole point of coffee surely is the kind of tactile experience of like, oh, grind the beans,
well,
put the beans in the thing.
Some sort of Italian,
not a little.
It doesn't seem English to me. It seems very, the whole capsule thing seems very Sex in the City. Like, I live this cool, like, cosmopolitan lifestyle where my work surfaces are clean and I do this really quickly and I leave the house because I've got to type thing.
Yeah.
You're describing my lifestyle.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
What I would say is...
I don't know, because the results were okay, weren't they? But we weren't...
Some of them were nice. Were
so go on,
nice
what was the what is the top?
Well, I thought I don't know what you thought, but the consensus seemed to be that it was the Krups one, but...
So, right.
Yeah, there were two Nespresso ones.
Yep.
One of which was a lot more expensive than all the others, which I think did the best coffee. Mm. But in terms of...
DeLonghi.
Mm-hmm. That was
that was DeLonghi Nespresso.
However, in terms of being in relation to the price of the rest, yeah, you're right. The Krups Nespresso one was my favourite.
And also the really expensive one was enormous.
Yeah, it's big.
And
big
had a very complicated milk attachment.
I see.
I wasn't entirely happy with it, frankly.
So should we say Krups is our gadget of the week?
Yes.
Yes.
That's settled then.
Don't
that was the most inept review of coffee makers.
You don't need
ever.
To read the group test now.
I don't think anyone at Good Food is exactly looking to their laurels at this point, are they?
We like the coffee, it tasted nice.
Now, we may only be about to see the white iPhone 4, but already attention is turning to the iPhone 5. We've been churning the rumour mill to refine the various whispers into cold, hard facts. Well, at least vague educated guesses at any rate. So let's see, what do we got here? So, new design. Well, that's a pretty much a surefire one. The Wall Street Journal.
It's not like it's going to be triangular.
Well.
Or is it?
It's the Wall Street Journal says it's going to have a different form factor.
You heard it here
because
first.
Because of AntennaGate. And it's going to be thinner because it's using...
But it's not going to be a different form
factor. It's using smaller conductive nodes in its screen.
Oh, conductive nodes.
Yeah, I don't know why that makes it thinner.
You didn't tell us about the nodes?
Yeah.
So it's going to be slimmer, but it will look the same.
So on a point of order, it's not going to be a different form factor, is it? They're going to move the aerial. It's not. A form factor is the shape and size.
Okay.
They're going to change that.
Well, I guess they're talking about between the iPhone 3GS and the iPhone 4 was a different form factor.
I wouldn't agree with that.
What is it? How would you describe the change then, physically?
Different look.
Okay, it's going to have a new look.
It's
going to be thinner.
For a new season.
I reckon it'll be a very similar look, but the aerial will have magically shifted a bit further up the phone.
Okay, just on the aerial. Okay.
Actually, the one thing that worries me about that is Apple's never-ending desire to always make everything thinner when the battery life in their products is already, well, certain of their products, is not good enough.
How about you've got the iPhone 4. I thought the iPhone 4 had a better battery.
No.
It's
got a better battery than the previous iPhone, but it's still not...
It's got to be a better battery than my
iPhone. I'd quite happily have a slightly fatter phone that had a bigger battery in it and therefore lasted longer.
Well, they could solve the battery issues with rumour number two...
smaller nodes.
Switching to the A5 processor. As opposed to its gigahertz A4 one, because
people always say things like that on like tech blogs, and I dare say even in our magazine.
Yeah.
It doesn't make that much difference. Like battery technology and processor technology, you need a bigger battery. Like, batteries aren't suddenly going to get bigger, and processors aren't going to suddenly get so energy efficient that you see any significant increase in battery life by having a slightly more energy efficient processor.
Yeah, no, you're right. You just need physically a bigger battery.
Make it fatter and uglier.
Yeah, and go with the battery.
Apple.
Okay. The A5, though, that could be a multi-core chip, so bring it in line with the 2X and the Atrix and whatever we see at Mobile World Congress.
Mm. Well, good for gamers.
Okay.
If nobody else, I don't care. But if you play games on your phone, yes, that would be good.
New screens made by Toshiba, which, I mean...
Yes!
Whoever makes them, I mean, I don't think anyone's too...
They're doing a damn good job. Toshiba already, isn't it?
Near-field communications we're hearing a lot about.
Already
in the Nexus S,
like, kind of,
and Everything Everywhere. Cool. Orange and T-Mobile did a thing this week. Yeah. They announced they're going to start doing payments with that.
Do you think, like, a cool and exciting thing, but maybe not quite yet? I don't know.
Well, I think it's one of those things that if Apple adopts it, then people will suddenly start.
It will happen,
you know.
Yeah,
coming up with ways to.
Will
use
it happen
it?
This? Will it happen within the lifespan of this particular iPhone?
Well, maybe Dan's
perhaps
right.
Not, but
maybe Dan's right. I think you know, there's a hell of a lot of people with iPhones. If they start doing it, then perhaps it will take off.
There's more people with Android phones. RBC again.
Well, actually...
is there in the UK?
There's not. There's more people... No. There are more people with iPhones at the moment, or there certainly were in November 2010 when the last figures came out. But there are more people buying Android phones at the moment. So Android, in theory, will overtake iPhone.
Although iPhone
always gets a boost when a new one comes out.
That will change now that Verizon has got the iPhone in the States.
Not necessarily, but I think what's more important is that there's loads and loads of Android phones, and they don't all have the same hardware. Whereas there's only one iPhone.
One Android phone; it wouldn't be selling anything like as many as the iPhone. Makes sense.
Yeah, there's certainly more people with iPhones on my commute. I feel like if I was in the Warriors, I'd be kind of running for my life.
Well, there are more iPhones about, but Android is outselling iPhone as a platform at the moment. According to Carphone.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't trying to get into a competitive discussion about who's selling the most, but what I'm saying is, I've forgotten what my point was.
Never mind.
Let's move on to something else.
I think we covered
phones
it thoroughly.
Are nice.
Integrated SIM.
Send me more free ones.
Doesn't really matter to anyone.
Integrated SIM.
Well, it means...
No, pain in the ass, surely.
Yeah, I'd go for more pain in the ass, but it does mean if you go to the Apple store, you don't need to then, you know, register it and get your SIM and blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what in the name of living frig Apple think they're doing with this. It's like they've gone from like a normal size SIM to a little tiny SIM, which is a complete pain in the ass, and now they want to get rid of the SIM entirely just to piss people off even more.
Do you know one
That's
thing?
My take on it.
The one thing I would really, really like from the next iPhone, and the one thing that will probably make me buy another iPhone now I'm kind of on Android.
No, you're an Android fanboy.
I am an Android advocate, I'd say.
Yeah, advocate's a much better word. That's a word that people should use online instead of...
Basically, having looked at the Atrix and what that's doing, the day that Apple... They must be looking at that. The day that Apple bring out an iPhone that you sit in a little dock, connect to a screen, and it turns into a Mac of some description.
Which is what the Atrix does.
Yep.
Yeah.
When Apple do that and it turns into a Mac, I will be really interested in that, and I will buy that.
I'm not sold on that. Okay.
Okay. Slightly more left field suggestions. 3D screens. I can't see that happening.
No.
No. Next. Solar powered?
No,
that's not going to happen either. And a Pico projector again? Pie in the sky. Apple will not do that.
I'll tell you what I would like.
What would you like?
More storage.
Okay,
that's the one thing I require.
Perhaps expandable storage.
No, I don't. I don't like micro SD cards and things. No, just a 64 gig option.
Okay,
although hideously expensive, though that would no doubt be.
Would they? They probably wouldn't want people cutting into their sales of the Classic, which is still. Is the Classic still selling well?
Because it's too late. Nobody can be buying those.
Surely they're phasing that out.
But there are a lot of people with who need a lot of storage.
Yeah, me. 32 gigs is not enough. I need like 64.
Okay, so you want more storage, Adam?
I use Spotify, so I don't really care about storage.
Sort of functionality.
What about if you're on the tube?
I have enough music I shift around on Spotify to get me through journeys.
What if you suddenly want to listen to something really obscure? I really fancy listening to some Van de Graaff Generator at this point.
Now wait till I go home.
Well, you're more patient than I am.
Yeah.
I really need to listen to it right now.
No, I am. Well, I'm very, massively anal about music.
For me, if they just sort out reception, and I don't mean antenna gate, because I don't think that is actually a major, major issue. But whenever I put an Android phone and the Android and iPhone side by side, the iPhone never has as good reception, and you know it's out of reception more than Android phone is.
For my personal preference, whatever, maybe I've evolved to become more as Apple would like me to be. But to be honest, I'm not that bothered about not that making that many phone calls on a phone anymore. In fact, I'd much rather people texted or messaged or emailed me.
It's not phone calls that bother me, because I'm not that arsed if people can't reach me or you know.
I've not encountered that many problems. It's more for
3G. You know, you're browsing and suddenly it's.
What network are you on?
Vodafone.
Yeah. I don't really know Vodafone because I know Orange is quite sucky. O2, to be honest, I've been pretty happy.
You say that. My girlfriend is in like an O2 black spot, and I mean, she lives in East Finchley. It's not like the complete middle of nowhere.
No, it's not.
Just because it's not Shoreditch.
I just happen to live in London, fashionable Shoreditch, where reception is excellent.
She can't get a signal in her town.
So this podcast,
in her area.
But then, okay, well, I'd recommend that she change to somebody else.
But I think it's the iPhone, because I've got friends who are on O2 who can get signal there. At least
sort it out, Apple.
It's a weird voodoo, though, with reception. I don't know. It's very hard to recreate. So, like, certain handsets, iPhone handsets on certain suppliers works fine. And you can be sat next to somebody with the same supplier with the same handset sat next to you, and they can't get a signal. I don't understand it, to be honest.
When are you expecting the iPhone 5?
June.
When was the last one out?
June. They've all been coming out in June.
I'm going to say June then.
Okay.
I'll say July. Just
pin your colours to the mast there. Excellent.
When are you expecting Christmas, Dan?
Are we talking Ethiopian here? Okay. All right. June. Fine. Inclusive. Excellent. Well, that's about it. That's all we have time for. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on your iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.